All right, a couple of things I want to get to here before we run out of time. There's so much to get to. I'm doing my level best, boys and girls. I'm doing my level best. Yeah, Michael Bloomberg getting into the race for president. It's apparently going to happen today. Because the Democrat Party isn't old enough, white enough, and liberal enough, or rich enough, I guess. Another liberal, elite, rich, white dude jumping in the race, Michael Bloomberg, was a Democrat, then became a Republican for just long enough to be mayor of New York City, and then became a Democrat again, and he'll go wherever it's expedient. The Dow, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, all hitting record levels when reports started trickling out. The United States and China, the United States and Communist China, have agreed to cancel tariffs in stages. All three major benchmarks touching brand new records. Just really outperforming. The stock setting new records in recent sessions, with investors clinging to developments over the long-awaited interim trade deal between the U.S. and China. Reports that such a deal could be delayed until December as talks continue over terms and a venue. Dented enthusiasm for a bit earlier this week, but now they're taking off again as this word starts to trickle out that there's good news coming in the trade wars. All right. So for Lordstown, Ohio, General Motors pulled the plug on that plant here earlier this year. It was a point of contention. General Motors pulled the plug. They initially had it in the conversation with the UAW that they would do something with that plant and maybe put a battery manufacturing facility there. And then the strike came, and it was off the table, and it was over. Well, I've got good news for Lordstown, Ohio. General Motors has officially sold the sprawling Lordstown plant for the assembly of an electric vehicle startup, Lordstown Motor Company. Lordstown Motor Company is going to take over the complex for its headquarters and to build its commercial electric pickup truck, the Endurance. And I got to be honest with you, dude, it's a cool-looking truck. I'm a truck guy. So you've got Rivian, which is a futuristic-looking pickup truck, all electric. Ford Motor Company invested $500 million in that deal. But now Lordstown Motors putting together this vehicle called the Endurance. And for the village of Lordstown in northeast Ohio, that part of Ohio, Mahoning Valley, man, it's a big deal. Now, it's hard for them because they've watched Chevrolets roll out of there for more than 50 years. But locally, man, get behind Lordstown Motors, the battery cell manufacturing site that GM had promised elsewhere in the area so the valley can remain central to the auto industry's future. Lordstown Motors, along with GM's planned battery factory in the area and other startups, are positioning Northeast Ohio as the hub for technology, which completely reshapes the future trajectory of the entire Mahoning Valley, says Youngstown State University President Jim Tressel. Remember him? Yeah. Anyhow, it's pretty cool. Go look at this vehicle. Good-looking truck. Of course, it's a cartoon version, and it hasn't been Gruber-tested yet. Because, let me put it this way. Three things. I am hard on three things, generally speaking. Shoes, relationships, and vehicles. I tend to stress those out sometimes. I think it's fair to say I can be hard because we max them out, and so it's tough, and then it's Gruber tough. Seriously, it's either tough or it's Gruber tough. And I'd like to find out if the Endurance really is Gruber tough. I'll put it to the test. Give me the keys. Let's go for a ride. All right, so the dumbest thing I've heard all week happens every Friday here. And Alex, all the way down in the bunker 20 feet beneath my feet, says the clip that should win this week is not just the dumbest thing that he's heard this week, it's the dumbest thing he's heard all year. It's the dumbest thing he's heard all year. And in listening to it, I really can't argue. Michael Bloomberg is entering the race for president, we're told, today. He's filing the paperwork to be in the Alabama primary. That's significant because today is the deadline to be in Alabama. Not that Alabama is that important overall for the Democratic primary season, but it means that he's serious. And by filing the paperwork, it means he's going to get into the bigger race, right? So, what does Michael Bloomberg believe? Well, he hates guns. That's one thing for you. If you're a gun owner, Republican, Democrat, Independent, he hates guns. He would like to see you have no gun. What guns doesn't he want you to have? Here's what he has to say about it. It's the dumbest thing you might hear all year. Bite five. Go.
Well, if it can fire a lot of bullets very quickly, that's a good good place to start, okay?
And hunters would say...
And then you can argue what a lot is. Okay, let's pick it. Let's say three. If you haven't hit the deer with three shots, you're a pretty lousy shot. That deer deserves to get away. Let's get serious here.
But that would ban most pistols.
No, but pistols are different. You have to pull the trigger each time. An assault weapon, you basically hold it, goes...
No, those are fully automatic weapons.
Okay.
So fully automatic weapons.
If you have a big magazine, you'll solve your problem. You still have to pull a trigger. But if it's 30 bullets or 20 bullets or 10 bullets before you run out, I would suggest the deer is... God wants that deer to live.
But according to gun owners, what you've just described would ban most guns that hunters use today.
If that's what they're using, for God's sakes, why don't they use dynamite?
Yep. The guy knows absolutely nothing about firearms. Nothing. Nothing at all. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's a Friday. It's been a great conversation thus far. These weeks go so fast. There's so much going on. It's just like a flyby. But coming Monday, brand new SteveGruber.com website and an incredible sit-down interview with one of the lone survivors from the USS Indianapolis, only on this program. Final thoughts after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.